Why are some minds drawn to darkness? Is it the thrill of the unknown or something far more sinister? Hello and welcome, fellow sleuths and curiosity seekers. You're tuning in to The Real Crime Diary, Daily Dose of Crime, the podcast where every day brings a new shade of noir to the stories you thought you knew. Here, we don't just skim the surface. We dive deep into the abyss of true crime, dissecting every detail with precision. If you're fascinated by the macabre dance between shadow and light, then my friends, you're in the perfect place. Now I know you're all on the edge of your seats, waiting for today's dose, so let's not keep the mystery waiting. Don't forget to hit subscribe for your daily dose of crime, and if the suspense isn't too much to handle, share this podcast with your fellow truth seekers.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of The Real Crime Diary. Imagine a chilling winter night. The clock is about to signal the end of the year when a sound shatters the silence. A soldier falls, his life slipping away on the cold pavement of a Michigan driveway. That New Year's Eve was meant to be a celebration, but for Army Sergeant Tyrone Hassel III, it marked a tragic end. Bonds of love, oaths of loyalty, and the sanctity of marriage, all were broken, laying the groundwork for a heinous betrayal. Join me as we unravel this story step by suspenseful step into a tangled web of deceit. This case is not just about the murder of a dutiful soldier. It's a tale that reminds us that sometimes, the deadliest enemies come disguised as those we trust the most. So buckle up, as we delve deeper into this heart-wrenching saga, here on The Real Crime Diary. New Year's Eve, a night typically filled with festive cheer and hopeful resolutions, took a harrowing turn on the chilly evening of 2018 in the peaceful town of St. Joseph, Michigan. It was there, outside the warm glow of his father's home, while celebrations echoed throughout the neighborhood, that Army Sergeant Tyrone Hassel III was ambushed, gunned down beside his vehicle under the cover of darkness. The sound of gunfire shattered the night, marking the beginning of a murder investigation as complex as it was unexpected. In a desperate, heart-wrenching recording, we hear the panicked voice of Kemia Hassel, Tyrone's wife, piercing the cold air through a frantic 911 call. "She's inside the house," she tells the operator, unaware that just beyond the walls her husband lies critically wounded, the victim of a calculated assault. Officers arrived swiftly to the scene, and among them was St. Joseph Township Police Officer Jeremy Peppers. Peppers recalls a sight that would normally inspire sympathy. Kemia, emotionally fraught, as medical personnel hustled to keep her husband alive. As Tyrone was hoisted onto the gurney, Kemia lunged forward, stricken with grief, or so it seemed at the time, attempting to climb into the ambulance alongside her dying spouse. It was a portrayal of a wife's unimaginable anguish, a display seemingly wrought from the depths of despair. But the investigation was about to peel back the layers of a very different reality, one where the facade of the grieving widow would crumble, revealing the cold, calculating heart of a conspirator. Tyrone Hassel Jr., Sergeant Hassel's father, recounted to us how his son had carved out his path, enlisting while in college, driven to build a better future. Tyrone met Kemia at Fort Carson, Colorado, and the couple's relationship rapidly escalated, culminating in an engagement that would lead to the birth of their son. To those around them, they were a young family with all the promise life could afford. Specialist Kemia Hassel, by all appearances, mourned alongside her in-laws, immobilized by grief on the family couch, while Tyrone's loved ones rallied around her, offering comfort in the wake of the tragedy. As the investigation progressed, Kemia maintained her cooperation, diligently conversing with law enforcement, consistently feigning cluelessness as to who would target her husband and why. In those conversations, a critical detail arose unbidden: life insurance. Kemia mentioned with notable nonchalance the $400,000 she was poised to receive upon Tyrone's death. As she reiterated her ignorance of potential enemies, the investigative net drew tighter, clues coalescing into a clearer picture. A neighbor's testimony pointed to an unfamiliar figure slinking into a black car just after Tyrone's shooting, foreshadowing the unraveling of Kemia's carefully constructed narrative. 11 days post-murder, an anonymous tip crippled the lie at its foundation. A concerned mother's voice crackled over the line, her son's whisper of a forbidden affair between Kemia and another soldier. an affair that might hold the key to an unfathomable betrayal. It was then, listeners, that the veil was lifted, and the plot that led to that fatal New Year's Eve was laid bare. Join me as we delve deeper into the web of deceit, the unraveling of an affair that led to the death of a soldier, a father, a son, and the far-reaching implications of a love that veered into the darkest valley of human intentions. This case isn't just about the loss of Sergeant Tyrone Hassel III. It's about the sinister turn love can take, the shadows it can cast, and the devastation it can leave in its wake. As we peel back the layers of deceit in this morbid love triangle, we find ourselves entangled in the intricate web spun by Army Specialist Kemia Hassel. Beneath the semblance of a young family cemented by military bonds lay hidden a chilling narrative, a narrative punctuated by a forbidden affair and permeated by a murder plot so heinous it was almost inconceivable. Kemia and Sergeant Hassel shared what seemed to be the idyllic love story, rooted in Army camaraderie after meeting at Fort Carson, Colorado. With nuptials swiftly followed by the birth of a son, the picture of familial bliss was complete, or so it appeared. Yet behind this veneer existed a different reality, a secret life Kemia kept shrouded from her husband. In the shadows of matrimony, she bore an infidelity with another soldier, a clandestine liaison with Specialist Jeremy Cuellar. Their relationship, although hidden from Sergeant Hassel, couldn't evade the eyes at Fort Stewart, where whispers of the affair began polluting the air. The truth, however, remained locked away, until a fatal New Year's Eve unfolded the macabre intentions nesting in the hearts of two lovers. The pair had not merely ventured into a forbidden romance, they had meticulously plotted the ultimate betrayal. The conspiracy was chilling in its calm and calculative nature. As Kemia feigned the role of a grieving widow supported by her husband's family, she harbored the gruesome secret of betrayal and had orchestrated the events leading to that dreadful night. She had become the architect of the nightmare that interrupted the stillness of New Year's Eve with the staccato of gunshots, gunshots that Kemia and Cuellar had ensured would silence Sergeant Hassel forever. It's harrowing to contemplate the mental gymnastics required to balance a life of lies. Kemia's dual existence was one of doting partner and mother on one hand, and on the other a cheating spouse entwined in a malignant pact, her hands dirtied with the plotting of her husband's murder. Not once did the mask slip, not once did the encompassing deceit waver. And so our story pulls us into the depths of human duplicity, making us question the very essence of trust. What does it take for someone to lead such a double life? How far can affection for one blur the morality toward another? As we sink further into this dark journey, we are left grappling with the stark reality that love and venom can reside in the same heart, potent enough to culminate in an act as atrocious as murder. Stay with me as we continue to unravel the events that unmask this betrayal, leading to a trial scattered with revelations so stark they could chill even the bravest of souls. Amid the chilling winter air, the investigation into Sergeant Tyrone Hassel III's murder seemed as cold as the heavy snow blanketing St. Joseph Township. For detectives scouring through evidence, every moment was critical, every clue a potential key to unlocking the truth. A local resident had caught glimpse of an enigmatic figure, darting into the night's embrace behind the wheel of a black car, just moments after gunshots shattered the calm. It was these threads, delicate and thin, that would weave themselves into the tapestry of a much larger, darker picture. Investigators, diligently operating on the thinnest whispers of leads, hit a vein of gold with an anonymous tip, as elusive as it was vital. The informant, her voice laced with concern, hinted at a hidden romance, infidelity within the heart of a military community. The web of deceit was unraveling, revealing the grim pattern it had formed. As Kemia Hassel sat, her words painted a picture of innocence, grief-stricken and in disbelief. Little did she know, across the states in the sprawling confines of Fort Stewart, the very foundation of her alibi was crumbling. Irony played its cruel hand when two soldiers, battling their own conscience, approached the Army Criminal Investigation Division. They feared for their safety and brought forth a name that would send ripples through the investigation. Specialist Jeremy Cuellar. Special Agent Zachary Roberts of CID would find himself peering into a tale of warped love and betrayal, as a friend of Cuellar narrated the chilling details of Hassel's final moments. The story was not only of a husband slain, but of a plot so cold-blooded it froze the core, the methodical, malicious recounting of the murder by Cuellar to his closest comrade on base, now formed the dreadful chorus to this grim saga. The evidence began to mount, an avalanche of implication. A black Chevy Impala was put under watchful eyes, and within it, fragments of evidence whispered the secrets of that fateful night. Ammunition, a magazine, and the dark shadow of intent were recovered, each piece cementing Queller's link to the crime. Michigan detectives, armed with new understanding, honed in on the killer's trail. The black car that had vanished into the shadows of New Year's Eve belonged to Queller, and its phantom presence near the scene of the crime now lit up the map, a beacon pointing to guilt. With Queller behind bars, the attention shifted back to Kemia. Despite the walls closing in and the weight of evidence piling high, her words remained firm, denial an impenetrable fortress. Yet the truth is persistent, and under the pressure of a polygraph test, the fortifications began to crumble. What transpired next was surrender, not of honor but of the lies that had bound together this tragic story. Kemia Hassel's admission tore through the quiet of the interrogation room. A plan detailed, a love professed, and a husband betrayed, her words etched forever into the record of a case as gripping as it was heartbreaking. In the waning light of discovery, secrecy gave way to the stark daylight of justice. With each confession and each piece of evidence, the question on everyone's lips found its answer. How could a soldier's life be extinguished, not on the battlefield, but in the very place he should have been safest? The twists and evidence now laid bare left us pondering the price of forbidden love, as the true crime diary of Sartier. Tyrone Hassel III neared its dolorous conclusion, and as the noose of evidence tightened, it led to a confession that shattered any pretense of innocence. Kemia Hassel, after failing a polygraph test, finally admitted her role in the cold-blooded murder of her husband, revealing the depth of her betrayal and her involvement with Specialist Jeremy Queller. There sat Kemia, in an interrogation room with her secrets spilling out, the mask of the grieving widow slipping away as she recounted her role in planning the slaying of her husband. For what? Love? Money? The two motives intertwined in this twisted narrative. The aftermath of the confession was like the echo of a gunshot, sending shockwaves through the legal system and the Hassel family. Kemia signed the police document admitting to plotting the murder and was arrested the very day of her husband's funeral. The sense of irony is not lost on us here. It's like something out of a movie. You can hardly believe the audacity. During the trial, the prosecution laid out a spine-chilling sequence of events. Bolstered by damning evidence such as cell phone records showing relentless communication between Kemia and Cuellar up until moments before the shots rang out. The calculated nature of this crime was horrifyingly clear. The jury didn't look kindly upon her deception. She was convicted on charges of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Kemia's defense painted a different picture, with her attorney suggesting she was under the manipulative influence of Cuellar. But to the prosecutors and the jury, it was clear this was a plot hatched in cold blood for personal gain. Now the gavel's fall brought a decisive end to one chapter of this story. Kemia was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, and Cuellar, the man who pulled the trigger, was given 65 to 90 years after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. His attempt to withdraw the plea fell on deaf ears with the Michigan Supreme Court. As for Army Sergeant Tyrone Hassel III, his service and his sacrifice resonate beyond the courtroom, beyond the clinking of shackles around the wrists of his murderers. His life, his service, his love for his son. These are the memories that his family clings to, the good amidst an overwhelming tidal wave of treachery and tragedy. Indeed, the legal consequences were severe, but even life sentences do not extinguish the pain, nor do they bring back the devoted son, the loving husband, the proud father. The fallout from this case reverberates still, a stern reminder of the fragility of trust and the cost of deceit. The gunshot that rang out in the chilled air of New Year's Eve left more than the tragic loss of Army Sergeant Tyrone Hassel III. It left a family grappling with a maelstrom of disbelief and sorrow. In the pit of this destruction was the bitter realization that Tyrone's own wife, Army SPC Kemia Hassel, was the architect of his murder. As the stark reality set in, questions began to echo through the corridors of the Hassel home. How could someone they embraced as family shatter their world? But in the midst of the heartbreak, there was also a pressing concern for the youngest member of the family, little Tyrone Hassel IV. In the shadow of betrayal, the innocent child became a living symbol of all that was lost, and a beacon of all that still had to be cherished. His custody swiftly moved to Kemia's mother, a bitter pill to swallow for a family already drowning in grief. Despite the distance, Tyrone Jr. and Ashanti, the step-parents left to digest the inconceivable, could only hold on to the slender threads of technology with FaceTime calls their sole lifeline to the grandson so abruptly torn from their everyday life. And while they fought to keep those bonds from fraying, gazing at the young boy who bore his father's name, their hearts bled with the need to bridge the chasm of understanding that would one day form in the young boy's heart. It was a promise from Tyrone Jr. to the son who shared his namesake, an unwavering commitment etched in pain and love. I would like him to know that his father was a good man, and his father loved him very dearly. The echoes of remembrance stirred not just in the spoken messages, but in the unspoken language of grief that haunted the Hassels every step. In the absence of Tyrone III, there were now only memories, flickering like candle flames against the encroaching darkness of their new reality. And yet in this deep well of loss, something powerful remained, the undying legacy of a young soldier, a father taken too soon, and a family determined to keep his story alive. Every cherished recollection, every tear-shed tribute, was a testament to the life that Tyrone Hassel III had lived. A life honored by those who loved him most, even in the shadow of unthinkable betrayal. In our quest to demystify the darkest corridors of crime, you, our listeners, play a vital role. Your insights and passions fuel the Real Crime Diary, shaping the narrative of true crime in ways that go beyond mere storytelling. We're not just recounting tales of mystery and tragedy. Together, we're seeking to understand the forces that drive people to the brink, and in doing so, perhaps even prevent future injustices. Your thoughts, your theories, your voices are what make this journey into the crime diary a communal endeavor. So I invite you, yes you, with your curiosity unmatched and your sleuthing skills sharp, to send in your case suggestions. Is there a mystery that's gone cold in your hometown? A headline that caught your eye, that gut feeling telling you there's more to the story? Share it with us, and not just cases. Share your reactions, your ideas on what might have really happened. Each episode is an opportunity for dialogue, an opportunity to stand shoulder to shoulder in our quest for truth and justice. Your contributions, your support, it's the lifeblood of the Real Crime Diary. Together, we're not just listeners and a narrator, we're a community united by a shared interest in the truth, bound by the gravity of these narratives. So please keep the conversation going, engage with us, contribute your perspectives, and help us create a living, breathing tapestry of true crime discourse. Remember, in this community, you're more than an audience. You're part of the investigation. And now, as the shadows lengthen and our story comes to an end, I want to leave you with one final conundrum. A question that I hope will linger in your mind and spark conversations long after my voice fades. What if Kemia Hassel had never crossed paths with Jeremy Quiller? Would tragedy have been averted, or was it a calamitous fate waiting to unfold? Mull over this, discuss it with friends, and drop your theories on our social platforms. As we close this chapter of the Real Crime Diary, remember that every twist, every turn, every heartbreak is part of a bigger narrative that you, our valued listeners, help us to explore and understand. Your engagement breathes life into these tales, and your input shapes the journey we take together. So if this episode stirred something in you, I encourage you to act. Subscribe to stay updated with our latest episodes. Like if you've been moved or intrigued. Comment to share your insights, and share this tale to widen the circle of our true crime community. Let's continue to unravel the mysteries of the human heart and seek justice in the quietest corners of the world. I'm your host, signing off from the Real Crime Diary. Until next time, keep your eyes open and your wits about you.
Jump into the week with Murder Mondays as we unravel some of the most chilling murder mysteries. Ever wonder what lurks behind the psychology of perpetrators or the precision of forensic milestones? Oh, we've got those stories, and they're waiting to send a chill do. But wait until Tech Tuesdays, when we bridge the gap between crime and technology. Cyber heists, digital footprints. Technology has a dark side, and we're turning on the flashlight. As we leap over to Wanted Wednesdays, gear up to join the global manhunt. The world's most elusive become our target as we track down the profound stories of escape and evasion. Now, Thursdays aren't for the faint-hearted. Terror. Thursdays dig deep into the impact of terrorism and extremism, unfolding motives and aftermaths that have shaped the world. Freaky Fridays, oh, you're in for a treat, or perhaps a trick. These are the stories that defy explanation. When the ordinary turns extraordinary and the unexplainable becomes the narrative. And to cap off the week, Siberian Saturdays chill us to the bone. We reinvestigate the cold cases that echo through time, awaiting the warmth of resolution. Before we wrap up, I want to give a big shout out to all of our dedicated listeners. Your support through sharing and subscribing keeps these stories alive. Spreading the word is spreading the awareness. And in this dark, shadowy labyrinth, awareness is the beacon of hope. We're in this together, and the journey continues day by day, each episode unlocking another chapter. So stay engaged and keep that sense of wonder and curiosity alive. If today's glimpse into the real crime diary has snared your interest, just wait until you hear what's coming up. There's never a dull moment in the quest for truth and justice, because the next page is always darker and even more enthralling than the last. Remember, by delving into the dark, we bring light to the mysteries of criminal behavior and the unending quest for justice. That's it for today's dose of crime, but the diary is never closed. Until next time, keep the finger on the pulse, but don't let the darkness pull you in. I'll be here page by page, story by story, revealing what's hidden in the grim corners of crime and justice. Stay curious, and until we meet on the next day's entry, keep an ear to the ground and an eye on the shadows.